Hey everyone, we are ending off the year 2023 and we are ready to give you our wrap up of our top 10 favorite movies of the year. Let us know what you enjoyed, what you hated, what you love, what you would recommend, because we are about to give you our list of all of that. Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Hello,
Happy
family.
holidays. All of that good
All of that.
stuff. So, it is the end of the year, and we have decided this year we are going to give you our wrap up of our horror movie phase, likes, dislikes, top 10, all of that.
Range.
Because we usually take this time to go over a movie or a show, but there was a lot of movies this year, like a lot that came out. Some good, some not so good. And a lot of just people would just put anything together, throwing stuff together this year. They
Because
were.
y'all was really out here watching Tubi this year, okay?
They
There are
were.
no Tubi movies on this list, y'all. Don't know. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And I heard there's some good stuff on Tubi. We're not doing Tubi yet. We'll tackle Tubi in 24. We'll
Yeah,
give you a
we.
whole Tubi segment in 24, but not this year.
Because, yeah, it's a lot to cover. From just the horror movies that's been released. So I've done a lot of movie watching this year,
Right.
okay?
Like it was COVID all over.
A lot. I want y'all to see this. I've done a
Y'all
lot
don't
of
want
movie
to see this.
watching.
If you're listening and not watching, baby, she is showing you this notebook where she done scribbled, and I mean literally scribbled numerous lines of movies, titles, and things that she's watched this year. And she was like, "What about this one? Did you like this one?" Tell y'all something. Tell y'all something. This top 10 was the hardest thing for us to put together. And I really don't even know if it's reflective of like the best shit we watched this year because we watched so much. And I know we've left some stuff out, but
I
we
do.
don't
I
get
believe
into it.
it.
We
Yep.
don't get
So,
into
before we get into it, y'all know. So,
it.
what
It's the
I
end of the
have
year, y'all.
here is a mango lemonade, okay? With, just a little splash of vodka in there, just a little.
The splash of vodka, y'all. She didn't even say no bubbly. She didn't give y'all no Sprite for no fizz. She
I
said
did, 'cause see, it's
vodka.
already got, it's already the lemonade. So with the, little mango and
Mango
stuff,
seeds.
and yeah.
Listen.
So I just had all you needed was a little vodka. I would kept it simple.
All you need is love. Okay, vodka, boom. So apparently today was the day that we was like, we got to run out to the places and get something to eat and then fight that drink because I too have a cup. We did not plan a cocktail today. So we was drinking and my cup is full of my favorite drink. Don't y'all dare call it barbecue Sprite. Don't y'all dare call it barbecue water. It is Dr. Pepper. Do y'all understand me? I'm from Texas. Waco,
What could you
Texas. Sit back.
possibly mix with Dr. Pepper? Please help me.
This Crown Royal Vanilla. Fine. Perfect complement to my Dr. Pepper. And so we just got a couple shots of this on in here, and that's what we're doing today.
Right. Yeah,
That's what we're doing
and y'all
today.
know around the holidays, y'all gotta take them Saturdays to run errands. So we use what we already
It was a
had,
struggle
okay?
today.
Just
Definitely a struggle today. And if you don't like Dr. Pepper, I mean, put your Coke in there. Whatever. We in Atlanta, people like Coke, but I'm a Dr. Pepper girl. I'm from Texas.
Yep, that's
That is what
some
that is
it
today.
be like that. Why waste the cup? Why waste
Listen, and y'all know we, you know who we are. It cook got
the
washed. It cook got washed and put in the cabinet later. So then when I gotta run out again, now to run out again, and I'm trying to get some on my way out the door. Give me that McDonald's cup. Just put your stuff in there and go. No,
Well,
open containers in my car.
I said, I'm gonna just use what I got. So, before we get to our top 10 list, we want to let you know the movies we absolutely hated this year.
It.
Hated it so much. Did not like Zero Skulls, One Skull,
That
didn't
shit
even
better to your
finish
mammy.
two of these movies on this list. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't even finish.
Wait
I
a
ain't
minute. I need to know which two you didn't finish. Because I done finished them all. I ain't cut off none of them. I finished them all.
I didn't even get to. So that Winnie the Pooh, what is that, Blood and
Oh,
Honey joint?
never mind. Correction. I cut that shit off. I did. Yeah, I cut that shit off.
See, in the beginning, see, they had me in like the first couple of minutes because they was telling this really creepy story, and I was like, "Ooh, this is gonna be good." And then when the movie start, and I looked at the production and the cinematography, I said, "Good night." Nope. Oh, you on silent?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Double back. I said, I don't know why we thought we wanted to watch that in the first place. Because the advertisement, Winnie the Pooh looked like a jacked up animatronics on crack. And then what was a man in a suit? I don't know. I hate people in suits for one thing. Donnie Darko has ruined that for everyone for the rest of my life. Okay. That damn rabbit suit was the end of the world for me. Then Winnie Pooh was enough for me now. I did not watch that movie. Sorry. Blood and
Yeah.
Honey. I was good on that.
I
We
ain't
trying to go to the
even
land of milk and honey. I don't know nothing about Winnie.
I couldn't even rate that because I was just like, I'm not watching this.
I didn't do that one.
The next movie that I did not even finish. And I actually tried to. I tried to watch this movie 3 times, y'all, and I couldn't do it. Bird Box
Oh,
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Yeah.
Granted, I loved the first one. The first one was good to me. I don't care what y'all say. That original Bird Box movie, I enjoyed it. Okay. I liked it. So I
It
was
was
ready for
different.
this. It reminded me of like The Happening. And so this one, I was just like, okay, let's keep it moving.
Very slow. I didn't like it because it was so very slow. And I did not, I didn't give it a good rating. It tried to explain stuff that I feel like didn't need explanation because now you done veered away from what the fuck we thought in the first one. I don't know. Yeah, that's on the trash ass list. Sorry.
If
Sorry,
y'all like
Netflix.
that movie, if y'all like either one of those, can you let us know why? And if I need to finish either one of those movies,
Spark a
because I couldn't do it.
conversation. We need to understand. Yeah.
Yeah,
Give me some comments. What was that about?
maybe I didn't get it. Maybe it's like, oh, you had to get to the end and then it made sense. Help me, because I didn't even make it through.
Help me help you.
Now, this last movie, we were both in agreement, and we both watched this one.
To the end, because we was waiting on the payoff, baby.
I thought it was going somehow come together. And you know what? I blame Eric from True Blood because the only reason I thought this was going to be good because he was in it. He's still fine,
But he been
y'all.
in a bunch of rape. He is not. He like that little white man. I think he funny looking. I do. I really do.
He's still
He
fine.
was
And
funny looking it when he was calling Sookie's name. I was like, why she like him over Bill? He just blonde and well, he wasn't skinny in this one, but you know, whatever. He all right.
We gonna go over this because
Give me a
I got
Johnny
to get
Depp
some.
any day.
We got to go back and review this because see, there's something wrong with it. I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm not comprehending why
I don't like the
you not seeing this because I
He
know
not
y'all
my
see it.
flavor. I like
I
them
know
dark.
y'all see it.
They got to be Caucasian. I want a dark-haired Caucasian man. Something about blonde hair and blue eyes don't sit well with me. It's in my genetics. I can't do it.
Y'all know she tripping. I know y'all go. I know. Go ahead and put in there. She tripping. I know. I know. We're gonna talk
No.
about that
What they
one.
said in my favorite movie, they was like, why don't you have, aren't you attracted to any of them? And she said, oppression. It was the best answer I could come up with. Oppression. Can't do it.
No. We're gonna have to go deep a deep dive in that later. But
Infinity Pool was trash.
yeah. Okay, so
Infinity
if
Pool
I
was
get what they
trash.
was trying to say. Now this one had a good premise of what the story they were trying to tell, but
They
the
were
way they
giving,
executed it,
yeah, they were giving a, what you call it, a political stance and all this awareness they was trying to give it.
because see, I'm a good, what is the movie where they have, at once time a year you get to kill everybody,
Oh, the
or
Purge.
I'm a Purge fan, so I get when you try to make a political statement and you wrap it in some horror. But this wasn't, I don't, y'all, I don't
So
even.
it wasn't done well.
Right. I don't like the way they executed the storytelling in
No,
this. I'm not a
because then
fan.
it was that weird artistic filmmaking where it's abstract, and it's like it gives you a trash can mixture of like an Eyes Wide Shut meet Purge meets I don't know what else. Eyes Wide Shut was dope. This was not. This was not.
It's
All this
really
random ass
a
like.
bunch of if you have money, you can just get away with crime. And I feel like they could have executed it much better. Their storytelling, and then the ending, we didn't even, I was just like, so is that the real him or is that one of the clones that they made? And
Girl, is there a real him? Was he always a clone? We will never know.
I don't even want to know at this point. I don't even care.
But Infinity Pool was trash. I didn't like that one.
They
And I
had.
watched it. I watched it twice because I thought I missed something. Because at some point, like the premise of the whole movie kind of pivoted. And I was like, wait, what is this whole witchcraft shit they got going on that what is this? And then I was like, oh no, they just doing white people drugs. What is happening here? But I was confused.
Yeah. I was ready for that one. I had my popcorn and everything, and I was not pleased with that one. So,
I
I'm
was not
sorry if that
pleased
was
with
in
that
your
one.
top 10 this year. No, that is in our list of
You know
trash
what? And he
movies.
was in a lot of people's top movies this year. And I just, maybe I don't have that artistic mindset when it
No,
comes
because
to watching shit like that.
no,
Because I
because
was
I
like,
do. I have an artistic mindset. I have a literary perspective of things. But sometimes let's stop being pretentious and let's just call it what it is.
Trash.
Okay. So we're gonna start.
And I'm sorry to you creatives out there who's like Erykah Badu, y'all sensitive about y'all shit, but I give critiques. That's what I do. So
This what we
that
gonna
was my
get.
personal opinion. You all can watch it and try it, and you may have your own opinion. That's my Keith Lee disclaimer. I don't knock it if you want to watch it. I just didn't like it.
They
Thank you.
wasted my time. Could have been watching something else. So we're gonna give you our top 10. We're gonna pause in the middle because we got some honorable mentions out there that didn't make the list, but we still would love
But
for you
we
to go
like
watch
them.
these. Yeah, we like them. At 10, we got The Blackening. Okay, this is a horror comedy. And for most Black people, the way we can tolerate horror sometimes is if you wrap a little comedy in there. It makes it easier for some of us to digest. But this movie was hilarious. We laughed the whole time in the movie theater. They had a good sense of cultural
Audience.
context and who they were. Because it's like when we watch some of these movies where there are people of color, we're often like, they have no kind of indication of who they are. It's like this character could have been written for anybody. So they're doing things that you know we wouldn't typically maneuver in ways, but they did in the Black.
We're not running
Exactly.
to the noise in the horror world
In
in
The
real life.
Blackening, they were like, okay, if I was in this movie, this is exactly how I would behave. This is how I would move. This is what I would be thinking. This is what I would be saying. This is what my friend group is going to look like. That sort of thing. And so it really worked for me. And I really hope that they do more movies like this. So
And in
definitely.
all honesty, it really is only at 10 because it was more comedy than horror, and some of the other selections are more horror forward. Because it movie wise, I might have enjoyed it better than some of the things higher on this list, but when it came to horror context of it made it to 10 only because it was more comedy than horror, but we couldn't leave it off the list.
Yeah,
So.
we had to throw that in there because I teen Black horror. Let's get some more of those. We have
Definitely.
to see
I heard
more. I hope so.
somebody tell us for real, for real.
I
I'm
definitely.
available. I'm taking bookings. Let's boost up my resume.
Call us. Okay. Y'all need somebody to write something. Let me know. Holla at us. We are here. We are here.
Yes, we is here.
At number 9, I enjoyed this. Now, Ms. Moore over here, Not so much, but I like that. This is actually one of the better.
Hey,
So
we
now,
need
if
to
you think
all
about the
work
whole
together.
Saw franchise, now we made it to 10 movies. Saw X had to be on this list. So at number 9, we got Saw X. It was good to me. I feel like it was personal. I feel like
Right.
this story was personal to me. Okay.
It
It was
was
per,
unnecessary to me.
but it was good storytelling to me. I don't care. I was like emotionally wrapped into
Invested,
this.
girl care about
Yes.
Jigsaw life. So here's the thing. I feel like I feel like if it had just been a standalone movie and we didn't know all the things about the Saw universe that we know, and we didn't get all these other movies before, it might have been decent. But in the lineage of the movies and what we've seen, I feel like this was so unnecessary. Y'all could have gave me something else for it if y'all wanted to make another Saw movie. Like I just he got scammed. Boom, boom. Hey, Cap, you a killer. Do we really care that you got scammed? And now you're going on the killing spree because you got scammed?
He's not a killer. He is there to, he's like Robin Hood. Like when you wrong people, sometimes he's like, I'm like karma in human form.
So we're gonna kill the rich to benefit the poor. Is that what you're saying? I mean, I'm moving right along to number
Let's move right along because I feel some of
eight.
y'all
You're a
like
fool, huh?
feel like y'all giving me side eye. So, and number 8, we have Megan, which started our year off, by the way. Which I think, did they categorize this as a horror comedy?
Nah, they told us it was horror, but it was definitely funny. It was definitely funny. And then at the director's cut, I'm gonna say I like the director's cut too. So yes, Megan. That damn dancing robot.
Y'all,
My
these
only disappointment with this movie was the in-theater release was so tame and it didn't have to be. I felt like we could have got some better kill footage if they didn't dial back that rating for what they thought would be the target
Oh
audience.
yeah. There was a whole lot when that movie came out because when we see killer dolls, we need this to be an R.
That's all. So, but Megan was dope though, and I the insinuation of the kills was cool for me. You still know she got to business, you just didn't get to see it. And y'all know I'm all about the blood and gore, so that was only my only disappointment. But it was very entertaining. I enjoyed it. The storyline was cool. It wasn't a knockoff Chucky as people thought it was going to be. So I enjoyed it.
It's a fun movie. If you like fun wrapped in your horror, watch The Blackening, watch Megan. These are like fun horror movies that you can watch. Next, we have at number 7, which was a lot of controversy with this movie because it tackled a major franchise. And there were a lot of disappointments, so a lot of mixed reviews. But when I saw it myself, I was like, y'all are just hating. This was a good movie. Number 7, we got The Exorcist Believer. Y'all, Leslie Odom Jr. performance in this movie, I was convinced by him. He was literally giving single black dad
I was gonna
raising
say
the
Black
daughter.
Daddy. He was giving Black Daddy. He was. Y'all, so y'all know this was hard for me because Exorcist is like my favorite franchise. And so to put them on the list where they are, it's heartbreaking. But I had to be honest with myself. The movie was good. It was good. But it was mid. It was mid. Like I it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was level. I'd watch it again, of course. Am I hyped that it seems like there's going to be more? Yes. Yes, I am.
My only complaint was that I feel like the cinematography would have been should have been better. I feel like if they had better cinematography, like better camera work and better angles, it would have set the tone so much
Better.
more. It would have like really pulled you in. But other than that, I actually really enjoyed the movie. It wasn't super scary. They were just
That's
trying
why I said
to
it was mid.
tell a story. Yeah, so if you're looking for something that's gonna like really creep you out, This is not that, yeah, it's not something that's going to scare you, but it is a good story.
And I think that's why I was disappointed, because the original Exorcist was like
Top-notch scary.
terrifying, right? And yes, it was terrifying because of the time of when it came out, but even now, when I watch that girl come down the stairs backwards with her head all to the side, that shit is unsettling in my spirit. Whether I know every time she about to do it, but it is unsettling as hell. And so this didn't give me any of that, but it was still a good story, like you said.
Number six. This is a movie that flew under the radar. I feel like more people should have been talking about this movie when it came out. It stars Buddy from
Not Buddy from.
what is it? The Boys.
Wait, what movie with what number we on?
We are at number six. We are talking about Cobweb.
Oh, Cobweb. I thought you, okay. That's why I was a bit
Homelander
confused.
played the
Homelander,
father in
yeah.
this movie. And
What is
so
Homelander's name, y'all? Let me find out for y'all.
his name is Homelander.
Anthony Starr, get a man to give his government name.
Anytime he's on the screen,
Anthony, not Thunny. Anthony.
he like commands your attention. It's like when he says something, his acting is all in his presence. And so like you really pay attention to all of his subtle movements and the way he's speaking. And I went into this movie blind. I had no idea what this movie was supposed to
Sound like
be
she got a
about.
girl crush. Go ahead, I'm
On
sorry. Yeah, since the way so I got a crush on Homelander too. Ew.
Homelander? Hell no. Homelander scares me.
Right. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm being petty over here. Go ahead.
Homelander completely scares me, but I enjoy his acting because his acting is that. So
It's
he acts so
captivating.
well.
It's
It
captivating,
is.
yeah.
So I'm like, I believe him. He's one of those other one of those actors that when he puts on a performance, I believe it. I'm convinced.
Yeah, he remind me of a old boy from Dahmer. What's his name right now? You know what
Oh,
I'm talking
Evan
about.
Peters. Yes,
Evan
that's
Peters.
another
And
one.
mind you, if we were putting series on this list, that shit would have been tier. But this was movies. So yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh yes, definitely. He just like Evan Peters, one of those actors that when they're doing something, you're actually convinced. You believe
Yeah.
it and you're creeped out by it. Just like Homelander, I get creeped out because I believe him so much. But I didn't know what Cobweb was about. I said I never heard of
Oh, went in
this
blind.
movie. This movie came out of nowhere. And
Somebody
I was
recommended it to me, and shout out, I think that was Kia, recommended it to me, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, girl. Let me go watch it. Which, let me acknowledge, in the year 2023, it was a lot of that going on, y'all. Life was lifing, and as a horror creator, podcaster, I was slacking, okay? So I just want to say I appreciate all of you who brought shit to our attention, who was like, did y'all watch this shit? We love y'all. That
Yes.
was way off
But
track. But yeah,
we love
we
our
love
horror
y'all for that.
community. I saw it on Movie Files YouTube
Okay.
channel. He
Okay,
reviewed
yeah.
it,
We like movie
and
files.
yes, and I was like, I ain't heard of this. And so I looked for it and I said, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and watch it. Cause if he say he liked something, I usually trust
He
his
usually be
opinion.
on point.
He
Yeah.
usually be on point. He was like, this is this, you should ch watch this one. And I enjoyed
Pleasantly
it, y'all.
surprised.
Pleasantly surprised. And I'm glad I went in blind. I didn't even know what the premise was. I had no knowledge of what I was about to watch. And it was
Same.
really good. And the story had a plot twist. So you think that it's headed in one direction where you're like, oh, this basic, haunted house premise. And then it flip-flopped into some people under the stairs type stuff.
Yeah,
And
she let
it's,
the damn people understand. Go ahead.
yes, I do. And I said, oh, this is what it's giving. And it's made like around like Halloween season. So it's a nice little movie to watch in the month of like October. I enjoyed it. If you guys have not seen
I'll
Cobweb,
be able to.
don't look and see what it's about. Just go watch
Just
it.
watch it. Yeah. Go in blind. Definitely go in blind. Don't fuck your expectations.
Yeah. Before we get to our top five movies, we want to throw in some honorable mentions. Sick came out at the beginning of the year on Peacock. It's a slasher
Sick
movie
movie,
made
y'all.
by the same people who produced like The Scream and stuff like that. If you like a good slasher, go watch Sick on Peacock. It wasn't talked about enough, but it's actually really worth the watch. It's really good cinematography. And now that's a movie that has some good cinematography. And probably that's a good bit of why the movie was so good.
And very relatable to the times. When it came out, it was on par, excuse me, for what everybody was dealing with. So it was cool. I liked that one.
I throw in Thanksgiving. This one was talked about a lot because we didn't expect that movie.
Oh, you know what else we should have put on this? We didn't put this on this list. That damn violent, is it Violent Night? Violent Christmas? It was action though. It was
I
not
think
horror. It was
that was more
action.
action. But
But
yeah, if we're talking about action, Godzilla Minus One, I have not watched it yet, but people are saying that that
they
movie
are
is.
raving about it, and I refuse to watch it, but we'll talk about that on
If
another
I
day.
watch it, I will review that one. But I heard it's really good. Angry Black Girl and Her Monster. We did review that one. That's an
We liked
honorable
that
mention.
one.
It was really good. Now these couple here. Well, before we get into the ones that's probably gonna make us laugh. If you like a good family horror movie, Five Nights at Freddy's, we reviewed that one.
That's
That one,
good.
your kids will really love that one. And Haunted Mansion, the one that came out, that was really good too.
Because Lakeith played that role. Listen, I didn't think he was going to pull off family friendly. Because Lakeith has done a lot of random roles. And I just did not see how this was going to come together and still be very much Lakeith in this movie. And he did it. He did it. And he didn't do bad. It was enjoyable. Ain't no Eddie Murphy, but I liked it.
It was still good. So for those of us who like to watch horror with the little ones, Five Nights at Freddy's and Haunted
Haunted Mansion.
Mansion, Cocaine Bear, if you like a nice horror
But no,
comedy,
that's not with the children
don't watch
though.
that with the
Don't
kids. This is
watch.
for my horror comedy people.
She jumped topic. Don't watch that with the children.
Cocaine Bear and Totally Killer, if you only like your horror, if you can laugh at the same time,
Right.
check out those two. So now these honorable mentions, you're gonna laugh at us when we say these, but you watch these and form your own opinion. The first one is The Strays. It's more of a thriller,
That's my
but
movie.
y'all,
That was
watching
my
this
movie of
movie,
the
I had
year.
no idea what I was watching
When
until
I left it.
the plot actually fell into the movie, and I said,
Ain't this a bitch? That was worth the watch, y'all. I enjoyed The Strays. I enjoyed The Strays a lot. Y'all gotta watch that.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about it too much because if you have not seen it, I want you to just go in blind
Go
because
watch Strays.
you're
What
going to get
was
a good
Strays
trip.
on? Was that
Netflix.
Netflix? Strays was
Netflix.
Netflix. Y'all go watch
You're
Strays.
going to get a good kick out of this movie. I don't
Strays
even
was
want
fun.
to spoil it for you because I didn't,
Yeah,
nobody spoiled it for me. I said, let me cut it on and see what's going to happen.
no. I
And
think we did like a quick review on it this year. Don't go looking for it, but it was watch it first. Watch it first.
just watch it. And then the next honorable mention was something that was just released like a week or so ago. It has a lot of like a star-studded cast for this movie, and it's Leave the World Behind. It's like an apocalyptic thriller. If you love like those type of movies, like world-ending, what do we do? I didn't see it coming type movie. So it gives you that type of now the cinematography in this really good. Their camera angles and some you might have to watch this a couple of times to really get what
You
they were
do.
trying to show because they had a lot of things that were in the background that they wanted you to see, the way that they placed the characters in the movie, the way the colors that everybody was wearing, it was all for a reason, the way that they
Girl,
would
I ain't paying
pan
attention to
over
the
in
color.
some they color coordinated things in certain ways, the way they pan into things, the way they would like the camera would come in, the way that the camera would like zoom in. They did a
That
lot.
shot that they did more than once from the upstairs to see the contrast from the upstairs to the downstairs, and you see the floorboards and in between. I love that shot. And they did it multiple times in the movie, and it's the contrast that was
Yes,
dope. Yeah.
they did a lot of storytelling through their camera work, and I love that. One of the scenes in the movie was one of my was a repetitive nightmare that I have, which is like teeth falling out. I was like, oh my gosh, that's what it would look like. I frequently have this dream of teeth falling out, and when I seen it, it like freaked me out a little bit. The only thing
We
with
gotta
this
get back
movie,
into that phobia later, man. We gonna discuss this later. Her teeth falling out dream. Go
exactly,
ahead.
that hit me. It triggered me. I was so triggered by that scene. But the ending of this movie.
Tell y'all something. Your girl needs a payoff, okay? I need things to come together. I hate an open-ended ass movie. And I understood this. Don't throw this down here because this is what y'all so quick to say. You just didn't get it. No, I got it. I just didn't like it. I wholeheartedly understood what happened in the end. All the concepts and the wokeness that y'all keep trying to throw out here in these comments about what we should have gathered from this movie, the Obamas is playing in our face. They not. I get it. I just still didn't like it. Okay. I didn't like it.
Because they had us enthralled through
And on the edge of my seat.
the whole
The
movie.
suspense in this movie was very done very well in the beginning because I wholeheartedly did not know what to expect. I had not read the book. I did not know what was going to happen when shit start unfolding. And so the ending was just like, now you just dropped me over a cliff. What the fuck?
It
Because
reminded me of
things were
another
coming
movie.
together really fast and you was like, oh, that's what's happening. This was happening. We figuring it out. And then it's like, what the
Netflix
fuck?
did that for another movie that we talked about maybe like a couple years ago. I can't think of the name of it, but they've done this before where the movie was really, really good. And then it's like, did y'all run out of money at the end and just said, let's wrap this up? And then they cut
Right
you off. And you don't
with
get no kind of real closure. It don't make any sense. It's like the ending just didn't even flow with the rest of the movie. I'm like, did the writer strike come in at this time? And y'all just said, bump it and let's.
And it's not something that you'd be like, oh no, it's gonna be a part two, but for why? Like it doesn't need a part two. Cause then it becomes a whole nother story.
Because
And the
it led
focus.
you up, it was like a slow burn to all the like this action within the last 10, 15 minutes. And then,
Then that shit fell flat.
so that's why that's an honorable mention because y'all could have did a little bit more with that. Y'all
Yeah. And
could,
I know
if
y'all
y'all had to
wanted me to
have even
talk
an
about
after
it.
credit, even if you had some after credits to like wrap it all up, I would have been fine with that. Or if you would have kept that
Damn,
little
did you watch for the
scene,
after
the after
credits? Because
credits.
I cut that shit off immediately. It pissed me off.
I don't even remember. I think I just sat there for a little while and
I cut that shit off. As soon as the credits start rolling, I was like, get this up. So, yeah,
don't
no.
think it
Was it
was
an after
because
credit?
I don't think so because I watched like some YouTube reviews also because I try
Okay.
to make sense of what I seen and ain't nobody talking about no after credits. So no, they dropped us off.
Dropped us off the edge.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
If
yeah,
you
that
guys
was
have
honorable mention.
any honorable mentions for us, please let us know. And how did you feel about our honorable mentions? So this let's crack it to this top five. At number five is Scream 6. That topped us off at the beginning of the year as well.
Yeah.
This was the first time I believe we've seen Ghostface pick up a gun.
A gun and bust the cap in that nigga. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. But then you gotta take into account how that story went and why that happened that way. But we ain't gonna tell it to you because if you still ain't seen it, go see it. Now they might have just ruined it for us because it was unveiling to be a very good start to some continuation that I would have tolerated, with where I thought the storyline was going.
Because, yeah, we had
However,
our predictions and things like that of where we thought the story was going to go. And I think that the story was supposed to go in this manner. But if you guys are not up to date,
our
some of the
two main actors
will not be returning.
will
So
not
the
be
story
returning.
is going to pivot heavily.
And if it pivot, damn it, y'all better pivot to the twins. Don't y'all give me nobody else. Because they're the only
Exactly.
other ones with direct connections to the back, to the original.
And surprisingly, they have survived.
They have survived, yes.
Both of them.
Even when we thought they was dead. So if y'all pivot, y'all better pivot with the twins. I don't hear nothing else. Don't bring me no new characters. Don't bring me no more bullshit. Y'all done dug up out of nowhere. Somebody had a bright idea. No. If we're not pivoting with the twins, throw the whole franchise away.
Or calling back Sydney Prescott, but y'all gonna have to pay her this time. So y'all gonna have to
Girl.
pay Neve Campbell.
Sydney and I giving y'all not a bit of time.
They're gonna have
She
to
got
drop them
bigger fish
bands.
to fry. I don't know where they at, but she got bigger fish to fry. But they do say bands will make you dance. We'll see.
If they pay her, she'll be back. So number four,
Quarto.
number four, y'all. I had some feelings about this. Not to say this wasn't a good movie because it made it all the way to number four, but I really had some
Right,
feelings about
right.
this. But a lot of y'all enjoyed this movie. Some of y'all thought this was the best horror movie of 2023. So let's talk about Talk to Me.
Tell me your name. No,
Now,
okay.
granted, they did give us a spin on the exorcism type thing,
That
but and
position,
it really
yeah.
shows you how, okay, y'all, these Gen Z or something else, they really just gave us a tidbit of how ridiculous some of these
Little
children of
bit more
this gen
social commentary. They did.
that y'all are just, they're just some foolish children in the world.
I mean, they was eating Tide Pods, baby. What you expect?
And this movie is pretty much the definition of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And they won some very stupid prizes. And
Stupid
just for that
prizes.
get, because why would you do that? Why are you enjoying, why is being possessed by
Some shit you
spirits
invited.
that you invited in a sense of enjoyment?
Unknown spirit, don't know the spirit. I just want to see what happened.
And now you're
Yeah.
mad when they don't want to go back to where they came from.
Baby, because we don't play with Ouija boards. We don't play with nothing that the ancestors done told us to put up. I'm not touching shit I ain't got no business touching. Y'all got to learn y'all lessons. This movie was a learn your lesson. Cautionary tale. Niggas do anything for clout. That's what
Exactly.
that was.
Yes, y'all ain't got to do all that just to post on social media.
Yeah, no. But it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. A24 has been doing a lot this year. They've had some great shit to come out.
Yes.
I really hate that Netflix canceled shit, what's the one? The series that they had out with the cult shit. What was it called? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. You might have to Google that one.
Man, I'm gonna have to Google it because I can't think of the name right now.
But definitely, if you haven't seen Talk to Me, it's a good movie. It's just that none of it had to happen. It's like, you know, sometimes in movies when horror stuff happened to, like, you can't help if your house gets invaded. You can't help if you get kidnapped, you know. Stuff like you can't have if your house is haunted, or you know, when you're it's an apocalypse. But this movie, they 100% caused to happen themselves. It was all on it was this was all on them. And so for that's why I got on my nerves, because none of it had to happen at the end of the day. Number three, this film was very underrated to me. And I wish that more people were talking about it. I wish more people would have went to see this one. It was good to me. But we have what is it, the Voyage of the Last Demeter
Oh yes, the voice of last year. That
for
okay,
our
so
number
y'all, that was
three.
one of my favorites this year. Y'all know I'm hype about all Dracula related things. Y'all know I love a good vampire. This story was dope. It is based off one chapter in the book. And so I know that we're gonna get a continuation of this particular stream of the movie. The cinematography was cool, the storyline was good.
It was
They didn't.
dark.
It
It
was
was
dark.
brutal in some
It was
points. It
creepy.
was
She didn't even spare
suspenseful.
them children. The writer said, "Fuck them kids." Like, it was horror
Oh, side
done
note,
well.
that same little boy is the same boy from Cobweb.
Oh yeah. It was horror done well. I enjoyed it, and you still got a little piece of social commentary in there. You got a little bit of a love story in there. You got all different literary elements wrapped up in this movie, but it did not overshadow the
And
horror
the
of it
black
all.
guy lived.
And a black man lived. Now, how long he gonna live now? We don't know, because on part two, he coming for that name. But yeah, this was one of my favorites this year, actually.
I'm glad
That's
to
why it's
hear.
so high up on the list. And it didn't get the I didn't think you got the promotion that it should have. And I feel like people missed it. A lot of people missed it. My theater wasn't even packed. It should have done way better at the boss office, but don't worry about it. It was good.
We
Go watch it.
absolutely recommend that one. At number two,
Oof.
this was a continuation of the story. Well, more so a sequel. They tied it together somehow, but I want y'all to go and watch it yourself. But
Somehow.
2013, we had the remake of Evil Dead. And so this year they brought out Evil Dead Rise. For possession people, this movie, Creep
They
Factor.
work. Yeah.
Yes, now these top three movies, this is where we're gonna get to the creepiness. I would say, yeah, the top four. Talk to Me was a possession movie. Well, Voyage of the Last Demeter, that was a vampire, Dracula. And then we got Evil Dead Rise, possession movie. This movie was very creepy.
Very much so. I like the elements of the history where they had, the backstory behind the possession and the gates of hell and all that shit that was popping off, and how it did still relate back to the original as well. All that shit aligned. I appreciated that. The kills, the gore, the blood, all that shit
The
was
children were not
on
spared here
par.
either.
The children were not spared
They,
here either.
weren't spared. The children was not spared. And Talk to Me, because all of them was kids, they was not spared. And Voyage, they was not spared. And Evil Dead Rise either. Or this the last one that we have.
The children was nerve-wracking in this number one, but wait, before we get there, Evil Dead Rise was good. I actually went to see that one in the theater too by my damn self. I went to the midnight show on that one.
I went to see that one by myself too.
Stretched out on the row and everything. It was good. I liked it. The visual effects, the makeup was good. Cinematography was good. Small details in this movie.
It was
They came
fast-paced too,
together really good.
like,
And it happened. Once it started happening, it popped off.
They give you a brief moment of we're gonna introduce to you. Well, actually, because they had that opening, and then it was like, we're gonna introduce you to, this is our main cast, and then let's go. Let's go.
We liked Evil Dead Rise this year.
And then coming in at number one,
One.
I put this disclaimer out. This is a Spanish movie.
It is in Spanish,
But if
originating from Argentina.
you have not seen this movie, number one, please go and watch When Evil Lurks. I went in blind because I couldn't find anything that really told me like what the premise, like what it was. I just knew it was some type of like possession movie or something. Again.
When Evil Lurks was a wild ride. The lore of it all is nothing I've seen before in terms of like the demonic presence, and what they call the rotten in the movie. That shit was wild as hell. The kill scenes.
Was
Crazy.
outlandish.
Crazy. This is the thing. It ranged from brutal physical killing to violent killing to insinuating shit that you didn't even see, but it was still like cringe as hell. Like it was a little bit of everything. Lots of gore for some of the shit. I think my two favorite scenes were the most violent scenes, actually. I guess we're not giving spoilers, but yeah. This movie was dope.
Yeah, because I don't think
Now, I
everybody's
ain't gonna lie
seen
to
When
you.
Evil Lurks.
I ain't gonna lie to you, reading them captions is not my ideal horror movie.
Right.
Because I'll be trying to watch the whole screen, but I got to read to know what the hell going on. But it is worth it, and I hate a dub, so yeah.
I look, if you find a dub version, let me know.
I
Because
hate a dub.
I no,
Mouths be moving.
I don't care. I don't care nothing about that. I watch dub, judge me. I watch
It's
dub
distracting.
anime. I watch
No,
dub
ma'am,
kung
you
fu
cannot watch her
movies.
anime and dub. Get
I
her out of
watch
here.
dub anime.
Get her
Judge
out of
me
here.
because I multitask when I watch TV, okay? I be trying to do notes and write papers and stuff. I have to watch TV. I need to be able to hear. I can't be reading the TV and reading the computer and books and stuff like that. I
Get
need
her out of
give me the
here.
dub any day. So if y'all
I
know
don't
where I
need
can
to
find a
read.
dub version of When Evil Lurks, That would be right up my alley. That would
Y'all
have.
know how I feel about a dub. Y'all remember when they told me to watch that witch series on Netflix, and they did not tell me that there was a non-dub version, and how angry I was when I got on here with my co-host that said, "Oh, you watched the dub? We read the captions. Hey, the dub. Give
I
me
will.
captions all day long.
I want
Granted,
it.
I don't really care for captions on my horror, but if it's gonna be better than the dub, give it to me."
If y'all know where I can find the dub version of When Evil Lurks, let me know so I can watch it again
It
in the
ain't
dub
one.
version.
It ain't
I
one.
looked so hard for one
It's
because I
not
said I
one.
don't want to read this movie. I don't want to read this movie. I don't even read anime. I'm not going to read this movie, but I
But it
did it
was
for you.
good. It
It
was
was
good.
good. The kills took me by surprise, some of them, because
Yeah.
I had never seen some of the things that they were doing in this movie. It was so unexpected. And it's like, I think like because the main characters of the movie, they were like skeptical. They didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah.
So
And
it's like
the
if I
demon was
if
an asshole, baby. The
yeah.
demon was an asshole. Every time, the few times he opened his mouth to say some shit, he was bold. He was disrespectful.
He was.
He gave me very much original instances. You know how the demon was taunting niggas and telling their personal business? That was this demon in this movie. And I enjoyed that part of it. Because it's a scene where the demon is talking to the main character as if it was his ex-wife. And baby, she. That demon lit into that man. He it was so little that he didn't say. I was like, damn, he was terrible husband.
But children will not be spared in When Evil
Baby,
Lurks.
the children were creepy as fuck in this movie. The last 20 minutes of this movie were surrounded with the children of the town where this possession was popping off. And let me tell you something. That was very unnerving for me. That one little girl who kept screaming, I wanted him to knock the shit out of her. I really just wanted him, like I am not usually for children violence, but I wanted him to go on and square up when he slapped the hell out of that little girl, because he do slap the hell out of her. I was like, yes, because he was working my nerves.
But yeah,
And the old girl
it's
was like, stop, don't do that. No, dump a mud hole in her. I'm done, I'm done.
and it's very fast paced. It's creepy in a way because like the main characters, they're still skeptical even though this stuff is happening. So it's just like they're not super scared, but these things keep happening that are creepy, but they're not like it's not clicking with them.
And then I like how they also made sure to tie up all the loose ends. I enjoyed that. You never had to wonder what happened to somebody. But they was dead, but you also found out how they died. Every scene told you how they died. That scene when the mama and that little boy, oh, I was so sad. I was so hurt. I was hoping they was gonna say that, baby. And the way she just was coming down that street, I was like, I was with the brother on that one.
No. First of all, how is this
Hell no.
whole that whole scene playing out with this dog and ain't nobody saying nothing? I'm like, is y'all so we y'all don't hear nothing? Y'all arguing so loud that y'all don't hear what's going on? Y'all don't hear this whole
And
chaos happening
that's
right
some good
here?
ass, what is that, CGI? I don't know what they use for that scene. That shit was on point. I knew it was coming. Because the suspense was giving you every indicator that that dog was finna go ham. But the way that he just jumped down on that girl head like that, yeah, y'all gotta go watch this. I'm sorry, I just told y'all what happened.
I just
I was very
it
excited during this
because
movie.
the scene played out longer than what I thought it would because I'm like,
Yeah. Because I thought
why
immediately y'all was going to hear this dog chomp down. And
it?
then y'all, the
Dragging
little boy
her
talking about,
all up
stop.
and through the
Wait. I was like, wait.
kitchen.
He talking about something's wrong. No, everything is wrong.
I'm like, y'all not freaking out enough for me. Why? What is it
Hey,
taking
hey.
so long for y'all to see this happening?
But that mama
That
was pissing me off because she was too caught
she
up
was.
in, oh, you my ex. You got a restraining order. Don't come over here. Girl, he did. He just tell you y'all got to go. He been, you and your husband or new baby daddy or whatever this is, he can come too. Anytime your ex-husband come to the house and say, all us got to go, that nigga too, something is
Something is wrong.
really wrong.
Something is wrong. If he ain't
Because
got
if
time
he
to
don't,
argue, because he didn't want to come
listen,
in and start nothing with you or him, he is serious.
everybody pack it up. We're all leaving. Put the side nigga in the car. We're all going. If I choose to save your side piece, The world is ending. Just come on.
Exactly. That obviously I'm serious. I mean business in this moment.
I'm being mature right now. We're going to die. And I'm not even petty enough to be like, let her die today. Bring her with you. Come on, let's go. Because I just want everybody to be happy when we're rescued. Bring the side piece with you. Like, just come on. Just pack your shit and come on. Because I am being very mature today. Something has occurred.
Gosh, it's no, it was just, like I said, and then they had that whole story. So you in the drama that's happening with this dynamic of the
With the
adult, you're not
people,
even
right?
thinking about the horror aspect that's still brewing. And that's like the whole movie. It's like these adult dynamics are happening with their real life stuff. So you every time some horror stuff come out, you're not even paying attention like you should
And then that's
be.
what I'm saying. That demon was, he was vengeful. Like, he was just like, I'm gonna twist your whole life against you because I can't move. I have no, that's the thing, y'all. This demon didn't even have a body that was mobile and was wreaking havoc on these niggas. It was wild. And then it gave me very much the omen in the end. Cause I ain't gonna lie, when that little boy walked up out of there, he was just like, and that's my shit off. Let us go. Let us go fuck the world up. Like, it was just, it was so like, all right, now that I'm here, carry on. I don't know. The movie was good, y'all. I
This
enjoyed every bit of
was
it.
a wild ride. It was gory. It was bloody. It was some unexpected stuff happening. It's a movie that you have to, because you're gonna have to read. So you have to, unless you speak Spanish, you're gonna have to read it and you're gonna have to pay attention. And so you're gonna see these because you have to be focused on the screen. So
Sidebar. Where the hell can I find this green apple ice cream? Okay.
this who?
Green apple ice cream.
I was thinking that too. I was like, maybe it's a cultural thing because I had myself had never heard of it before.
And the
This was
way that it looked.
a dessert they were eating in the movie. And in my mind too, I said, I never heard of that. Unless I'm like, is that in a sherbet area?
It
Some
looked
stuff or
very
popsicle?
sherbet-like. It did. But it also, the way he was fucking that shit up and was mad about it, I was like, I need to experience green apple ice cream. If somebody know where I can find it, y'all know a brand that make a green apple ice cream, let me know. I'm on the hunt for a green apple ice
I
cream
thought
because
too. I
that
was just like, I don't think they have this in America.
it, right. It was fucking it up though. And then it was like they could go to any store to get it. So I'm like, well, we can't get no green apple ice cream. Let me Google it.
Because I had never heard. If y'all heard of it, and that's just me, then because we in the South, so we ain't seen that. So if y'all seen it in different parts, they got more diversity than what we have in
Right.
Georgia.
Don't have me up here like that lady. I don't know. Now I'm finna be off topic and messy. Y'all know I like Darius Cooks. Don't shoot me. Don't shoot me. But you know, he be running around here doing his food reviews, and he did a food review of that chef, and they pulled up an old post where she was like, why have I never heard of thyme? And I don't know nobody that cooks with thyme. Thyme, ma'am. Thyme. You ain't never. You're a chef. You own a restaurant. You ain't never put time in nothing you've ever prepared. Now, if I'm up here looking foolish like her, talking about what a green apple ice cream and that shit in Walmart, y'all. My bad.
Don't
But I'm
yell at
just
us if you find it.
don't yell at this. But yeah. Don't. I hope I'm not out here looking just as foolish as she did. But you know, I would like to try this green apple ice cream from this movie.
Recommendation from When Evil Lurks. I've never
Green
heard of
apple
it,
ice cream.
but I was interested too. I am a foodie.
We gotta talk after this podcast. I just had an idea.
But look, we'll continue that one later. Let us know how you all felt about our top 10. Do you feel like we should have changed some of the honorable mentions and put them in there? Do you think
We
that
all got some honorable mentions.
did you think our list was trash? Do you feel like there was something on this list that you guys did not like that was on this list? You might feel like we should have moved some things around. Let us know. Did we
Don't
miss
take
some
the numbers
family
to
friend?
heart either.
Yes.
Don't take the numbers too much to heart.
Because
Because like I said, it was a lot this year.
it was a lot. Like we didn't even, cover. Like we had Insidious Red Door that came out. Boogeyman came
Yeah,
out
it was
this
a
year.
lot.
Fear came out. Missing, the movie with Nia Long, that was actually a good one too. It was a thriller.
It was okay.
I liked
And then there
it.
was a lot of
Nun
foreign
2.
films.
Also want to
None too.
mention that was a that actually we should have put that on our honorable mention list. Y'all, if I know the Nun, some of you guys didn't like the original, but the Nun 2 was actually really good. So I would
Yeah.
actually
And
recommend you see that.
it was a lot of foreign horror this year that I watched, but it didn't get the mainstream approach like I thought it would. Because like The Bone Woman, I think it's called Fusetta, something like that. That movie was actually really good too, but it's we didn't put things like that on the list if you we didn't think you knew anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So there were some things that probably could have been better, higher on the list. But we
Pope's
wanted to.
Exorcist is definitely
Yeah,
something
the
we would
Pope's Exorcist.
recommend.
Yeah, that was like one of my personal favorites this year. So, don't take it too much to heart. We just be talking.
So let us know what you thought about our list. What is your
Give
list?
us your thought.
Is there something we didn't even mention that you feel like, hey, you guys didn't say anything about this at all, and it was really good? Let us know, and then look, I'll watch it. Holla
We'll
at
watch it
me.
and we'll
Let
come
me
back
know.
and we'll give you a, a little review, brief podcast, whatever you
Just
want to hit a live up with you and talk
little
about it.
TikTok video, you know
Tickety
how we
tickety
do. Go
talk.
ahead and follow us on TikTok,
On the
Whore
cloud
and
now.
Hooch Facebook group, Whore and Hooch, and hit subscribe. We are trying to get to our
Yeah.
1,000 subscribers, so please like and share this video and make sure you are subscribed. You guys have a happy holidays, but we still gonna be live in the Facebook group. Y'all know how we do. We post in there
Yeah.
all the time. Feel free to come in and share some things with us and enjoy some of
Until
the
your
movies from
season
this
break out.
list. Yep. So if you haven't seen anything on the list, please go out and watch it, except the trash list. So
I mean, watch the trash list. Tell us if you thought it was trash. I don't care.
don't cuss me out over this trash list. We warning
No,
you.
you can't cuss us out because we told you it was trash. But go watch it. I mean, if you want to try it. It's like you want to be like her and see the scars, all right, man. I mean, what the man name is, Scar? You don't know.
Alexander.
What the last name is?
Yes, Skarsgård.
Is that how I say it? I just knew I
Yes.
was fucking it up.
Nope, that's
That
right.
one.
He'll always be Eric to me. So, shout out to True Blood, all my True
Sucker.
Blood fans and whatnot.
Sorry, y'all. Y'all know I'm foolish. We gotta get out of here, y'all. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We will see y'all in 2024. Unless you're in a Facebook group, we'll see y'all next week.
Yes.
We appreciate all your support. We ask you continue to, hit us up and let us know what we need to do next year. What's gonna get y'all involved? We got some things planned, but we always take in, recommendations and ideas.
Yes, thank you all for a great year. We did a lot more. Tried to we always like we always have room for improvement. We always thinking of new ways to like elevate and stuff. So definitely just, see us where we are, TikTok, Facebook, and definitely hit that subscribe button. Happy holidays.